بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. On behalf of Understand Quran Academy Hyderabad, I would like to welcome you to our 8th session in which we will study Surah Al-Ikhlas, and also we will learn 4 important points about prepositions and a learning tip. First, let us study Surah Al-Ikhlas. I would request you to pause for a minute, study the surah, and then watch the recording. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد قل say هو he Allah Allah أحد one and only say he is Allah one and only Allahu Samad, Allah the self-sufficient. As-Samad means the self-sufficient, or another meaning is everyone needs him, he needs no one. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Lam yalid, he did not beget. Yalid is from awlad, walid, walida, same root word, milad. So lam yalid, he did not beget. وَلَمْ يُولَدْ wa is and لَمْ يُولَدْ he is not begotten. يَلِدْ is active voice and يُولَدْ is passive voice. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ wa and لَمْ يَكُنْ is not. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ and there is not. لَهُ for him or unto him. لَهُ we have already learnt for him or unto him. كُفُوًا comparable. كُفُوًا comparable. Or equal. Ahad, anyone. Ahad, anyone. And there is not for him comparable anyone. That means there is no one comparable to him. This surah is very brief. This is called Surah Al-Ikhlas. Ikhlas means to purify. What does it mean? Anyone who understands this surah and believes in it, he will be purified from all types of shirk, from polytheism. He will believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, completely. Let's look at some of the words of this surah. The surah is very simple. Qul is say, Ahad is one. As-Samad is self-sufficient, everyone needs him and he needs no one. Yalid and Yulad, Yalid is active voice, begets, and Yulad is begotten. And Kufuwan is comparable. Kaka, just remember the sound, just to remember the meanings. Kufuwan, comparable. Ahad, anyone. Ahad is used in both sense. Ahad means one. When it is used in positive sense, it is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Ahad, anyone, is used in the negative sense. Like we say, ma fi ahad, there is no one there. Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, there is no one comparable to him. So Ahad positively is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Surah Al-Ikhlas is very important surah. One who recites it with faith has a lot of rewards. And according to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is equal to 1/3 of the Quran. And one of the explanations is because Quran contains 3 topics, mainly Tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Risalah, the messengerhood, and Akhirah, the hereafter. And this surah talks about Tawheed. This surah describes the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a brief but a comprehensive way. Allah is one and He is As-Samad, self-sufficient. Everyone needs Him. He needs no one. And time-wise, He is one. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. You go back in history and He was one, and in future also He will be one. Time-wise He is one, and power-wise also He is one. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Now we come to grammar. In grammar, we have learned in the past 2 sessions 8 prepositions. But before that, we started with هُوَ هُمْ. So let us do that practice again. And use your hands, use TPI so that it becomes easy. Remember, we are talking of these words which come in the Quran thousands and thousands of times. So let's start with huwa, hum, anta, antum, ana, nahnu, and also we learned hiya. Hiya means she. We also learned rabbuhu, his Lord. Rabbuhum, their Lord. Rabbuka, your Lord. Rabbukum, your Lord. Rabbi, my Lord. Rabbuna, our Lord. Rabbuha, her Lord. And after that we learned four prepositions: la early, and min, an, ma. And also we told you that try to remember these prepositions through examples. Otherwise you will mix the meanings between them. So the meaning of la and li is for, and the example is lakum dinukum waliya dini. For you be your religion and for me my religion. Second word is min, meaning is from. Example is أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. I seek refuge in Allah from Satan. Third preposition was an, meaning with, and the example is رضي الله عنه. May Allah be pleased with him. And the fourth preposition was مع, again with, and example is إن الله مع الصابرين. Indeed Allah is with those who are patient. So let us just do two cycles. I would like you to translate the meanings, because this la, min, an, and ma'a come in the Quran almost 5,000 times. So lahu, for him. Lahum, for them. Laka, for you. Lakum, for you all. Li, for me. Lana, for us. Laha, for her. Repeat it with signs, with TPI, with me. Lahu, lahum, laka, lakum, li, lana, laha. Minhu, translate, from him. Minhum, from them. Minka, from you. Minkum, from you all. Minni, from me. Minna, from us. Minha, from her. Now repeat with me. Minhu, minhum. Minka, minkum. Minni, minna, minha. Third word was an. An is with, radiyallahu an. Anhu, with him. Anhum, with them. Anka, with you. Ankum, with you all. Anni, with me. Anna, with us. Anha, with her. Repeat with me. Anhu, anhum. Anka, ankum. Anni, anna, anha. Last preposition was ma'a, and the meaning is with. Example, inna Allah ma'a sabirin. Ma'ahu, with him. Translate. Ma'ahum, with them. Ma'aka, with you. Ma'akum, with you all. Ma'i, with me. Ma'ana, with us. Ma'aha, with her. These grammar sessions are not more than 6-7 minutes, so try to practice, and practice is very important. Next four prepositions were bi, fi, ala, and ila. Bi means in. Example is bismillah. So bihi, translate. Bihi, in him. Bihim, in them. Bika, in you. Bikum, in you all. Bi, in me. Bina, in us. Biha, in her. Now read with me and try to talk as if you are talking to Arabs. You know, talk in Arabic. Bihi, bihim. Bika, bikum. Bi, bina, biha. Next word was fi, meaning in. Example, fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah. So translate, fihi, in him. Fihim, in them. Fika, in you. Fikum, in you all. Fiya, in me. Fina, in us. Fiha, in her. Now repeat with me with signs and try to talk to Arabs and orient your brain like that. Fihi, fihim, fika, fikum, fiya, fina, fiha. Third one was ala. Ala means on. Example, assalamu alaikum. Alayhi, translate. On him. Alayhim, on them. Alayka, on you. Alaykum, on you all. Alayya, on me. Alayna, on us. Alayha, on her. Now read with me. Alayhi, alayhim. Alayka, alaykum. Alayya, alayna, alayha. And lastly, it was ila, means two, a two word. Example, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So translate, ilayhi, to him. Ilayhim, to them. Ilayka, to you. Ilaykum, to you all. Ilayya, to me. Ilayna, to us. Ilayha, to her. Now repeat with me. Talk to Arabs. Ilayhi, ilayhim. Ilayka, ilaykum. Ilayya, ilayna, ilayha. Note that in the first four prepositions, who, whom comes. Like lahu, lahum. Minhu, minhum. Anhu, anhum. Ma'ahu, ma'ahum. In the next four prepositions, he, him comes. Bihi, bihim. Fihi, fihim. Alayhi, alayhim. Ilayhi, ilayhim. The rest are same. You know, like ka, kumina are all same. Why it is bihi and not bihu? Because it is easier to say bihi than bihu. And that's why Arabs did it like that. Now, in prepositions, today we will learn four important points. Rule, point number one. Each language has its own preposition when it comes with a verb or verbal noun. For example, we say amantu billah. In English it will be I believed in Allah. But in Urdu, for example, it says my Allah par iman laya. It doesn't mean that the meaning of in is par or on. In Urdu it is on. In English it is in, and in Arabic it is be. Each language has its own preposition when it comes with a verb. So, if you see that a preposition is translated differently, just look at the action that is being described. And in your language, the preposition for that action will be used when you translate. For example, when you say amantu billah, in is matching here, but in Urdu, for example, it doesn't match. But when you talk of belief, we say in Urdu, per, which is on. Second point is, sometimes you need preposition in Arabic, but you don't need in another one. For example, yadukhuluna fi dinillah. We have already studied this in Surah An-Nasr. Entering the religion of Allah. When you say enter, you don't say in. Entering in, you don't say that. Yadukhuluna fi dinillah, entering the religion of Allah. Similarly, ighfirli. Forgive, li is for me, but in English you don't say forgive for me, you just say forgive me. So, fi and li in these examples are there in Arabic, but in English you don't need them. Third point is, sometimes you don't have preposition in Arabic, but it is necessary in another language. For example, warhamni, wa and irham, have mercy, ni, me. But in English you have to add on and have mercy on me. Similarly, there are the examples, qini adabak, save me adabaka, your punishment. You have to add from, save me from your punishment. And lastly, when you change a preposition, the meanings also change. Like in English, we have get in, get out, get off, get on, get at. Same thing is true in Arabic. Also, when you add a preposition to a verb, the meaning changes. For example, get a book, get in the room. So you add it in and the meaning changes. An example in Arabic is salli. Salli means pray. And salli ala Muhammad means send peace on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Coming to learning tip. When I give lectures, you know, in different new places, I will ask them, how will you remember me? You know, suppose if I am in a new city, I will say, even though I have my own office, my own house, and I go to a masjid, but those people who are looking at me in that meeting, they will always refer to, whenever they will see me, you know, after 5 months, 6 months, after a month, they will remember the first meeting. I will give you a very important tip about remembering. When I lecture at a new place, I tell them like this, how will you remember me? If you see me after 1 month in some other place, as soon as you see me, your brain will say, oh, I have seen this person somewhere. And even though it may be some other time in some other place, your brain will bring this picture of this session in which I am lecturing and will say, oh yeah, this is the teacher of Arabic. I tell them that you may have seen me earlier, but today is a conscious meeting between us, and this meeting has defined my reference. This meeting has helped you remember me, you know, much better. Similarly, How will you remember the meaning of a new word? With reference to an example in which you have understood the word. You may have read that before, but without understanding. For example, we said in. In means if. If you remember the example, inshallah, then it is much easier to remember the meanings. This is a very important secret. Every example given in this course for the 100 words is simple, familiar, spiritual or emotional and repeatedly used because you use them in your daily prayers. So we learn the meanings of new words by remembering their examples so that they can easily be recalled, easily be memorized. If you forget me and if someone is with you, and you say, oh, who is this person? Then he will remind you of the first meeting. Oh, he is the one who was lecturing Arabic. Similarly, if you forget the meaning of a word, all you have to do is just remember the example. Like I said, if you forget in, just try to remember the example, inshallah. Or if you are confused between in and inna, remember the examples, inna Allah ma'a sabirin, inshallah. And you will recall the meanings immediately. That's all for today. We stop here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to fulfill all the rights of the Quran. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.